This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The region submerged in some of the coldest temperatures of the season, and it's only going to get colder. WBUR meteorologist David Epstein joins us now by way of Skype. David, just how low is it going to go?
Well, Lisa, it'll depend on exactly where you are this evening and especially tomorrow morning, but the temperatures will be in the single digits everywhere. In some places, especially west of Route 495 and north of Route 2, get below zero, just by a few degrees.
This is overnight tonight.
Yeah, overnight tonight. So temperatures now falling through the teens and we'll be down. I think Boston will be between, let's call it between 4 and 6 tomorrow morning.
Oh, great. And how about for the rest of the day tomorrow?
And so for tomorrow, it's a bright day. It's beautiful to look at. Temperature only up near 16. If Boston stays under 18, it would be the coldest December 16th on record. Even if we hit 18, it would be the coldest in like 50 years. So it's a cold December 16th. It's not the coldest in 50 years, but the coldest for the date.
So you don't think it's going to get out of the teens tomorrow?
No, I don't think it's going to get out of the teens anywhere. Maybe over Cape Cod and the islands, they'll get nudged 20 degrees. But it's a pretty cold day. Probably the last time we were this cold is that Valentine's Day cold that we had when Boston had a high of 12 earlier this year.
Also, it's pretty windy out there. Even this morning, I felt the car take a big shift when a big wind came along. Where and when will the winds be the strongest?
So we have a high wind warning that's been issued by the National Weather Service overnight tonight. And the thing that I'm looking at, it's interesting you mentioned the winds. I've been looking at the winds and seeing just how strong we're going to get. I think the winds will not be sustained strong. So what I mean by that, there'll be 20 to 30 knots, something like that, during the course of the overnight, especially between 10 p.m. tonight and about 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. But it's the gust. So occasionally you'll just hear this huge gust come up and that could go 45 to 55 knots just briefly, but enough to perhaps knock down some tree limbs and perhaps a few scattered power outages. But the winds won't be sustained that strong. It's more of the gust, the brief bursts of wind.
When does the cold itself start to ease up?
So the cold's going to start to ease up here as we head for Saturday afternoon. But before that happens, we have a weather system moving in Friday night and Saturday, and that's going to bring some snow. I think the snow comes in just before dawn Saturday morning. It snows pretty hard here for the first few hours Saturday. So if people are going holiday shopping on Saturday, be aware that the morning the roads are going to be messy. We'll see probably between 1 and 4 inches of snow in the general area, a little bit more north and west of 495. But temperatures by the end of Saturday, say about this time Saturday, so about 48 hours from now, up near 40.
One other thing, in terms of the snow for Saturday afternoon and evening, when's it really going to taper off?
So Saturday, the snow will taper off by, say, 11 a.m. to about 2 p.m. And then after that time, it'll be more a mixture and then finally ending as rain after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Scattered showers Saturday night, temperatures holding around 40, so we'll see melting. And Sunday, it's going to be mild in the morning, up in the lower 50s before we cool back down for Monday.
There you go. It's December. Thank you. WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. Thanks.
You're welcome.